UEFA walks away from FIFA in a rupture that could redraw global soccer. UEFA and its 55 national associations announced they will not participate in FIFA competitions, a declaration that sent shockwaves well beyond the sports world and generated 1,071 points and 579 comments on Hacker News, making it the day's top story by engagement. FIFA governs global soccer and operates the World Cup. UEFA governs European soccer and runs the Champions League and the European Championship. For decades, their relationship has been uneasy but functional. The public statement, backed by all 55 associations, suggests that relationship has broken past the point of repair. The economic stakes are enormous. The FIFA World Cup generates somewhere north of $6 billion per tournament cycle, with a significant share driven by European participation. European clubs supply the majority of players who make the tournament compelling globally. Without UEFA member nations, France, Germany, Spain, England, Italy, and 50 others, the World Cup becomes a fundamentally different and arguably diminished product, with commensurate implications for broadcast rights valuations. Online commentary quickly moved from match schedules to governance theory, with observers dissecting FIFA's organizational structure and the holdup problem at its core. UEFA generates enormous value through quality players, commercial markets, and broadcast audiences, yet FIFA captures a substantial portion of that value through its control of the global competition framework. FIFA's voting structure, in which tiny federations with minimal global soccer presence hold equal weight to European giants, has long drawn a structural critique that power is systematically misaligned with value creation. The precedent question may matter as much as the immediate outcome. If UEFA holds the line, the question turns to CONMEBOL, the South American Confederation representing Brazil and Argentina, and whether it aligns with UEFA rather than FIFA, effectively creating a competing world structure. One observer quoted in the discussion described the standoff as a WTO dispute where one side controls the best lawyers and the other side controls the best players. International governing bodies in other sports will be watching closely. The mere fact that the statement was made publicly with all 55 associations listed suggests this is not a negotiating bluff.